Chapter 6. The Rendezvous. It was already dark when Max left his house on his bicycle. He was riding briskly through the woods. In his right hand, he held the metal object. With his left hand, he steered the bike. His legs pumped up and down furiously. He was tremendously excited. It was the 4th of May. But at 12 midnight, it would be the 5th. Max stopped, leaned his bike on the cemetery wall, and climbed into the graveyard. He navigated his way through the tombstones, always looking down to avoid stepping on a plot. The leaves of the trees rustled. An owl hooted. "Don't be afraid, Scooch. I'm here." His dog trotted silently behind him. Max held the metal object close to his face. Where the small light once shone was only a dark spot now. Clumsily, he turned the thing in his hands until he dropped it. To his horror, it bounced off a gravestone and came to lie at the tomb's base. The object sang its eerie bell tone. He stopped and listened until it was quiet again. Max wondered what demons might be awakened by that noise. What was worse, he knew he would have to walk on the grass to retrieve it. Knowing a skeleton was lying just 6 feet below him made him queasy. His stomach tightened as he stooped to pick up the object. He quickly put it in his pocket and took one big hop off of the area in front of the tombstone. The fewer steps on that dead person's soil, the better, he thought. He continued walking to a grass mound a few feet away from the oak tree where he buried his phone and tackle box. He sat on the ground Indian style. Scooch tried to sit on his lap, but Max pushed him off. "I told you. Don't be afraid, boy." He pulled out a peanut butter sandwich from his backpack. In between bites, he looked at his watch. "We still have an hour before they should be here." He broke his sandwich in half and fed Scooch. The dog gulped it whole and then searched the ground for crumbs. The trees rustled overhead. Max stroked Scooch's pelt. Behind him, the metal cylinder blinked red like a quickening heart. But he took no notice. "I know they'll come, boy. I just know it." Max curled up on the ground next to his dog with his backpack as a pillow. The moon was glowing bright and arced 10 degrees through the night sky. An hour passed. Max began to have a dream. It's 7,193 years in the future. Heavy equipment is digging. The operator of a high-tech remote backhoe is holding a black device in his hands. The arm of a bright orange vehicle swings deftly over to a shallow hole. As it scoops the brown dirt with its steel shovel, a gray casket is suddenly unearthed. A second man, who looks like a foreman, shouts to the first. "Hold up calmly," the foreman says. "What is it?" "I think we got an 8059er. "Ah, not again." Both men walk over to inspect the casket. A skeleton arm protrudes out one side. The casket door hangs ajar. The foreman is adamant. "Yeah, we can't dig here without a permit." The operator walks around to the side of the casket and lifts up an old gravestone. Underneath the stone, he spies a plastic box and pulls it loose with both hands. He lifts the soil-caked top of the plastic box, and it falls off at the hinges. He grabs a small object from inside and hands it slowly to the foreman. As the foreman inspects the object, suddenly two men in dark suits approach him unseen. "I believe that's classified information," the first agent says to the foreman. The foreman looks up surprised by the visitors who have seemingly appeared from nowhere. "What, who are you?" The second dark agent leans toward the foreman with malice. The first agent holds his hand out flat to the foreman. Reluctantly, the foreman hands over the object. It was morning in Cunningham Park, and Max's dog Scooch was licking his face. Max awakened and squinted his eyes at the sun. He bolted upright. Scooch, did you see them? I fell asleep. Max looked around for the metal cylinder and found it underneath his backpack. The red light had stopped blinking. He picked it up and tapped the spot where the light once shone. They didn't come, Scooch. They didn't come for me. Max got up off the ground and placed the object in his backpack and slipped his arms through the straps. He consulted his watch. Oh no. Max scaled the low cemetery wall and climbed on his bike. He rode down the wooded path, Scooch trailing at his feet. Go home, boy, I'm late for school. Max rode his bike at full speed up the wooded path and down Huntington Avenue to the intersection where the bus picked up the riders in the morning. He arrived just in time to see the bus leaving. Wait, he yelled. Max watched as the bus continued down the hill and almost out of sight. A moment later, he heard the squeaking of brakes and saw flashing red lights. Someone was getting off. Within seconds, he saw Sarah cresting the hill. She was running and flailing her arms as if to paddle her way up the hill. She hollered to him from 50 yards away. Max, they're looking for you. Who? Them, the men at the school. Sarah arrived out of breath. They're looking for you. They came to my house last night. Where have you been? Sarah, they never came. They didn't come to your house? No, in the park, the message I wrote, they never came for me. What are you talking about? She asked. I buried a message for the time travelers to meet me. Max, that's totally silly. This is serious. Max turned his back on Sarah and started walking up the hill to his house. Go be friends with Butchie and Harrison if that's what you think. Max was on the verge of tears. Laugh at me like everyone else. Sarah caught up to him and walked backwards facing him. Max, I'm sorry, what did you write? I told them I would meet them on May 5th, 2020, at 12 p.m., in the cemetery, that's today. You spent the night in the cemetery alone? No, with Scooch. 12 a.m. midnight? In the cemetery? Max looked puzzled. No, 12 p.m. midnight. Midnight is 12 a.m. Are you really a seventh grader? Sarah taunted him. From behind them, a familiar voice suddenly called out. Hey, Four Eyes. Sarah and Max saw Butchie and Harrison walking from the direction of the bus stop. Oh no, trouble, Sarah said. Max's mind was elsewhere. 12 a.m. is midnight, is that right? He asked. Of course, she said. She was agitated. Max, let's go. Hey, wait up, someone's looking for you, freaky mouse. Butchie called out. This means they still may be coming. Max suddenly exclaimed. He was oblivious to the pair of bullies encroaching. Who may be coming? Sarah asked. Them. My ride to the future. Max turned to run back up Huntington toward the park. Follow me. Sarah took one look over her shoulder. Butchie and Harrison were jogging up the hill towards them. Where are you going so fast, Mouse? Butchie shouted. Max and Sarah were running down the sidewalk a few houses down from his. They could see a police car parked out front. I told you, Max, they're looking for you, Sarah whispered hoarsely. Max grabbed Sarah's arm. Let's cross, he said, pulling her along with him and crouching down at the same time. They dashed across the street and ducked low behind a car as they passed the police cruiser siding in front of his house. Where are we going? Sarah whispered frantically. To the park cemetery, Max said. Can't you go any faster? the pair turned the street corner just past his house. A police officer was descending the front porch steps, but didn't notice them. Not until, that is, Max's dog Scooch let out a joyous bark and sped across the lawn to join Max in the street. The police officer turned his head in their direction and watched Scooch nip at their feet all the way into the wooded entrance of Cunningham Park. Suddenly a siren began an eerie wail. "The police are coming," Sarah said. Max and Sarah froze in their tracks to listen. Max turned and pointed over his shoulder. "Oh, check my backpack," he said. Sarah reached into his bag and got the metal object. The light was oscillating green and yellow. It vibrated and made an eerie noise like a police siren. "Weird," Sarah said as she held it in her hands. She was transfixed. "They're coming this time for real, I know it," Max exclaimed. The pair fled down the path and out of sight. The police officer was sitting in his cruiser speaking on the phone to the dispatch. His car door was open wide with his legs still planted on the ground. "This is Officer Gleason, a boy and girl aged 12 to 14 seen heading to Cunningham Park. Send patrol unit to north entrance, I'm covering the south." As the officer closed his door, two boys suddenly ran past his cruiser on both sides. He shouted after them out the window. "Which one of you guys is Max?" the officer said and watched them continue running. Butchie looked over his shoulder and pointed. "He is." The two boys turned the corner and ran toward the park entrance where Max and Sarah were last seen. "Hey, come back here, you two. What's your name?" Harrison replied without stopping. "Jack." "Jack who?" the officer yelled back. He produced a notepad and pen from his shirt pocket. "In the box," Harrison yelled over his shoulder and laughed. The officer started to jot the name down and then quickly crossed it out. He shook his head and watched the pair enter the wooded park.